We are on, I believe, Nun Gimel Amud Beis.
The bottom.
So we just had the story, the conversation going back and forth regarding whether or not you say, Havdalah whether you light candles on Yom Kippur. Right, so we had the story where they were on the horses, and he looked at him, and he figured out, and one guy figured out he was angry at me, and he changed it. That's not what I said. So, Kari Alayu, so it was said on Ula and Rabbi Rechana, and Ula looked at Rabbi Rechana, and Rabbi Rechana understood that Ula was annoyed. Kari Alayu, Rabbi Yosef called upon this, Mayim Amukim Eitza Belev Ish. Right, the Machshava V'Chacham is like deep waters. It's hard to get to them, because you have to dig to figure out what he really means. So the ish tivuna yidalenu, but a wise man will be able to draw out from them. That's exactly what happened here. Eitzah b'lev ish ze'ula. Amayim amukim eitzah b'lev ish. That was deep waters. Who's that? That was Ula. That he was quiet, right? He didn't say to Rabbi Rechana anything. He just looked at him. You know, he looked at him askance. And Rabbi Rechana, if the ish tivuna yidalena, and he the Rabbi Rechana. Rabbi Rechana is the ish tivuna because he figured out what was meant. What was meant by what he was saying? Okay. Now the Gemara is going to ask the Inhu, but those right the Inhu, meaning Ula and Rabbi Rechana, who do not want to agree to Rabbi Abba, right? Because Rabbi Abba said in the name of Yochanan that we don't make an Eish on Motzi Yom Kippur. Like Keman Svura, who do they hold like? Right, who said that you do make an Eish on Motzi Yom Kippur? So Kehadam Rabbi Bar Yafes, they hold like Rabbi Yomi Bar Yafes, who said the name of Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, Mevarchim Ala Or, you make a bracha on the Eish. Maybe Motzi Shabbos, maybe Motzi Yom Kippur, both on Motzi Shabbos, both on Motzi Yom Kippur, v'chein amadavar, and that seems to be what the minog is. That's how people act, right? And that's what we do. I think we make an ish on Motzi Yom Kippur as well. Okay, so Meisvei asked a question on Rabbi Binyamin. Okay, now we're going to the sheet of Rabbi Binyamin, who said that we make the ish on both Motzi Shabbos and Motzi Yom Kippur. Right, we have a Mishnah, a Braisa that says, "Ein revarchem al ha'or elav motzei Shabbos." Right, what we quoted yesterday. You don't make a bracha on the Eish except for a motzei Shabbos. Hoel utchilas b'riyasuhu, because that's when Eish came into existence. So now, v'chevan sheroa, the machlokas is when do you say the Eish? In those days, remember, when you're walking home from shul, you don't have streetlights; you have fire that's lit in outside. So when do you say the bracha on Eish? The Kevan Sherom Mevarach Miyad. Do you say it right away when you're walking home? You don't wait for when you recite the Havdalah Ala Kos. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Sodron, you say it with the bracha Rasamim Ala Kos. You say it together in Havdalah. But Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan said the halacha is Rabbi Yehuda that you say it on the Kos. But what's clear from the Brisa is that you make the bracha of Eish only on Motzei Shabbos. And even the Machlokes in Rabbi Yehuda Tanakam is not whether you make them. It's only when on Motzei Shabbos you make the bracha. But everyone agrees they only seem to be making it on Motzei Shabbos. So Gemara says, no, lo kasha, there's no kasha. Kan be'or sheshavos, kan be'or hayotzim and eitzim and avanim. When it comes to Motzi Yom Kippur, you only make a bracha on the Eish on or sheshavos, which means, right, Rashi says, shahaya b'shavos, or sheshavos, shahaya b'shavos, shadol kol yom, was lit all day. Meaning, you're not lighting something new. This is why on Yom Kippur, everyone takes the Yortzeit candle, right, to make sure you have a pre-existing flame, right? When we call makom, right, Melechas Haveir Shabbos, which is Dolk Beheter. You go and Shel Chaya, someone, right, Mishel Chole, O Ner Hadolk Meir of Yom Kippurim, Mevorcham Af Motzi Yom Kippurim. Tahi Baruch Mishum Dover Chidishu, Shlo Ner Min Or Hayom. The Baruch you're making is because you didn't get Hano all day from light because it was Yom Kippur, but it was Yom Kippur. But you're not making the Baruch on Shabbos, when you make the Baruch Ala Eish, you light a new light because that's in memory of the new Eish that was created on Motzi Shabbos. Right. And that's actually passing so far in our time. Okay. Tanicha, the one brisa says, quote a steer between two brisas, and we're going to answer the same thing again. Tanicha, or hayotzim and eitzim and avonim. One brisa says, you make the bracha of Eish on new light, right? You light now, you kindle it now, mevarchin alav. You don't make a bracha on the new light. The Maranch, Lokasha, Kamot Shabbos. On Motzi Shabbos, you make a bracha of Eish on a light that a new flame. Kamot Yom Kippur, Motzi Yom Kippur. You don't make a bracha on a new flame. You only make a bracha on a flame that was lit through the whole Shabbos. Now again, the Brisa brought down before Machlokes Tanoim as to when you make the bracha of Eish and the Sum of Motzi Shabbos. and there was Rebbe, and now we're going to bring down Rebbe and Rebbe Chiya. Rebbe Mefarzer, Rebbe Chiya Mechansen. Rebbe was Mefarzer, he would spread it out, which means when he saw the Eish on Motzei Shabbos, he would make the bracha on Eish. And then when they brought him a Besamim, he would make the bracha on Besamim. He wouldn't wait to put them all together when he made the bracha on Kos. Rebbe Chiya Mechansen. Rebbe Chiya would mechanis to Berchas Haner and Besamim together with the Havdalah al Kos. That's what we do, right? That's how we do it. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi says, Af al pi sh'Rebbe Mefarzon, even though Rebbe was Mefarzon them and said it whenever, you know, whenever it came about, Chozer v'sojen al ha'kos kedei lehotzi banav u'bnei beso. He would go back and do it again on the coast in order to be motzi his son, children, and bnei beso, which usually means his wife. So what does it mean, his wife? That enters a major issue. So a woman chayev in Havdalah. It happens to be machlokas. And the Ritva here says, when we the second to last Ritva, I think, in the Masechta. Yeah. And Ritva says, I guess we don't have the Ritva after the fourth Tara. Okay? He says, when we damrin and lahotzi barav v'nei beso, shamin and denashim chayavos b'havdalah. You see that women are chayavos in Havdalah. V'afil tein Havdalah mitzvah seish shavang grama. Even if you say that Havdalah is a mitzvah seish shavang grama, he's chayavos bo. They would be chayavos to call the tikkun rabbanik ain't the rice tikkun. He says, I don't know what that means, but he says it's a din. It's a din der rabbanon. And therefore, it's Ke'en Doraisa, which probably is similar to the din of Kiddush, right? And therefore, Kiddush the Chayavos, so too here the Chayavos. So the Ritva seems to be saying here that Havdalah is saying two things. Havdalah is a din de Rabbanon, and women are Chayavos, right? Uvivadai ishto b'chal b'beiso b'chal makam. It's because it says b'nei beiso, so that's why it's there b'chal makam. Interesting, Ritva beforehand is interesting also. He says that that we just said that we'd come back and make the bracha again on the coast. The question is, what about the summon? Because summer is a birchas nenin, so you can do it again. You don't make another birchas hanenin. Right? You can't be yotzei somebody with a birchas hanenin, right? As we had Tosos yesterday talk a little bit about it. He says, "Kasa ritzal nir liyish ein birchas b'samim bechazara zo." He says that we shouldn't say b'samim again. That he birchas hanenin he mukvar yotzei. That's a birchas hanenin, and you're ready with yotzei. Below dama the birchas hayayin shal kiddush. It's not similar to birchas hayayin al kiddush. The hasam kiddush gor also lasos achova, because the kiddush requires you to make the bracha. Masha Akein, Bezed, the Eshel Avdala below Eitzim Besamim. If you don't have the Eitzim Besamim, you can make Avdala. The only thing he says is he's claiming Besamim, then you're Berachas Nenin. You can't go back and make a Berachas Nenin for somebody else. I can't be Yotzi in my Shakel. I can't be Yotzi you in my Berachas Nenin. Right? Be'afa Pisha Chazim Eriachbo. But even if you go back and you smell it again, Mikomakom Nira Ka'ochel Vatala Kadei Shivarech. I don't know how that works with the main parties, because you can't really just stop, you know, eat just to make the brachas. You can't have make extra brachas. Why are you making extra brachas here for? So Berachas Hanenin, you're Yotze already. So he says, Aval Ma'aseh, what can I do? Shekvar Nago Olam Lachshul Sadeh Berachas Eitzim B'Samim L'Hotzim B'Nei Vod B'Nei So. I can't, what am I supposed to do? Everyone does it. He goes, I think it's wrong, but it's a Ritva talking, but everyone does it, right? So that's what that was
decision. He's got a wife. You think about it, and you don't make any sense.
You don't do it at all. Here we're saying you have to do it.
It's just the same kind of reason.
Right, because there's no other reason to make the brothel. Right here. Okay.
I'm showing you Sarah, that's why you make the brothel.
No, I'm using for making a brothel.
That's why we do the besamim. But so you do, he's saying you do it once. It's a birchas hanenin, you do it once, and that's it. Yeah. Question, so is besamim the birchas hanenin?
It has to be now. Or at least you make it into it.
But Tosfos yesterday, at the end of yesterday's daf.
Although you can give her, you smell the extra with the money, you make a bracha. Because of May brachas.
If we just turn Havdalah now into the birchas hanenin.
Yeah.
Right. Let's go. We got a lot to cover today, because otherwise we're not going to visit you tomorrow. Okay. The Gemara goes back now to the Brisa that said that the Eish was created on Moshe Shabbos. We got a lot of guys in here. But Orba Moshe Shabbos Ibari, was the fire really created on Moshe Shabbos? But Tanya, we have a following Brisa that says Asar Dvarim Nivru be'Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos. There were 10 things that were created on Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos. It's almost like a raya to the Rambam that Nisim are not new. Nisim are part of nature. They're predestined to occur. There's a machlokes Rama Ramban about miracles. Well, there's a different list of ten. So Sarah Devarim Nivru Be'er Shabbos. Spanish Marshall. What are they? Elohein Be'er. That's the Be'er of Miriam. That Bnei Israel had water when they were in the Midbar. The Haman. The Keshes and the rainbow. That's also interesting, because isn't the rainbow like a natural phenomenon? That's a Ramban in that talks about that also, Al Torah, that the Keshes is really just a natural phenomenon. Okay, the Keshes, Ksav, alphabets, Umichtav, what we'll do about that, which could be just the pens or writing, the Haluchos, the first Luchos, v'kivro shel Moshe, the burial plot of Moshe Rabbeinu, u'ma'ara sh'amabal Moshe v'Eliyahu, and the cave that Moshe and Eliyahu both ran to hide. Right? Moshe, it says in Shmos, v'ayayi b'vor kivodi v'samticha v'nikras hatzor v'shachti k'fi alecha ad ivri. Right? That's when he was running away. Yeah, it's not. All right. And Eliyahu also went to the same cave. Okay. Pesichas pia ason, opening the mouth of the donkey. Upsichas pia aretz levloas harishoyim, and opening of the ground to swallow up Adas Korach. That was already prepared from Sheishes Shemay Brachos. Okay. So Rabbi Nechemia Omer. Rabbi Nechemia says Mishup. What? Lots of questions. From the Chemi Omer Mishum Aviv Acha Or, the fire was created on Erev Shabbos, the Hapered, and the mule, which is like a kalayim, right? It's a crossbreed. I don't know what the mule has to do, why it's so important that has to be made Erev Shabbos. So therefore you see right away that Esh is here made Erev Shabbos, right? We said that Esh was made Moshe Shabbos, and now it's saying Esh is made Erev Shabbos. Rabbi Yosha Omer Mishum Aviv Acha Ayal, even the ram of Avram that was shechted instead of Yitzhak, the shamir, which was used to cut the stone by the building. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Hatzvas, tongs. This is, I think it means tongs, metal tongs that they would take from the ish. In order to make one, you have to have one. So where did the first one come from? Right? As far as to say, Hu Haya Omer Tzivasa B'tzivta Mis'avda, because you would make one tongs from another tongs. B'tzivta Kamaisa Man Ovid, and who made the first one? Halai, who is it? Bria B'deik Shemayim. Must have been made from Shemayim. But Amalei, they said to Rabbi Yehuda, no, after she said it, you can't have to make one tongs from another tongs, you can use a mold. You pour it in, make a mold, and you pour in the molten metal, and then you can create like that. You don't have to have one for the other. It's man-made. The first one was man-made. But nevertheless, it's even the Brisa, according to Rabbi Nechemia, Eish was created on Erev Shabbos. And that is so there, what we said in the previous Brisa, that Eish was created on Moshe Shabbos. So Lakasha, there's no Kasha. Ha, already done. The Brisa that says that Eish was made on Moshe Shabbos, talking about our fire, that was created on Moshe Shabbos. Because that was needed for people. However, Rav Nechemia says that Eish was made on Erev Shabbos is Be'or de Gehenim. That's talking about the Or of Gehenim. And so the Or Didan B'Motzi Shabbos. Our Or is made on Motzi Shabbos. That's why we make a Bracha on the Motzi Shabbos. And Or de Gehenim Be'Erev Shabbos. And Or of Gehenim was created on Erev Shabbos. Okay? Be'or de Gehenim Be'Erev Shabbos. Is it really true that the Or of Gehenim was created on Erev Shabbos? But Tanya, we have a Brisa that says, Shiva Dvarim Nivru Kodem Shenivru Olam. Seven things were created before creation. Does not mean that's creation. But seven things were in existence before the world was created. The Elohim, I don't know what the literal translate means, but these are really high level ideas, are crucial components of our lives. Elohim, what are they? Torah, Tshuva, you know, the Yoma for Tshuva, right? Tshuva doesn't make sense. But try to explain to somebody what Tshuva is. Right? I understand. I'm saying the concept of tshuva doesn't make sense. That's what has to be created. When it means it's created before the world, I think it means that these are things that are above the natural understandings of what people have. Tshuva, Gan Eden, Gehenim, Kisei Kavod, Beis HaMikdash, Shmo Shel Moshiach. Okay, now we go Psukim. Torah, but we see right away, but Gehenim, right here, they're saying that Gehenim was made before the world existed. So Gehenim was before the world existed. So why are you telling me the Eish of Gehenim was created on Erev Shabbos? Okay, so Mars answer that. Right. So Torah is before Bria Olam. The Pasuk says, it is in Mishlei, Hashem Kanani Reishis Darko, Kedem Mifalav Me'az. Right, Hashem created me to be Kanuyah to you, right, before, you know, Kedem Mifalav Me'az, before Bria Olam. Tshuva Dixiv, Viterim Harim Yuladu, before the mountains were created, and Dixiv in the Pasuk right afterwards, Tashev Enosh Adaka V'Toma Shuva Le'adam. Talking about Tshuva, that's before the world was created. Gan Eden, Dixiv, Vayita Hashem Elohim, Gan the Eden Mikedem. Again, they use the word Kedem, not meaning the east, but Kedem means previously. Okay. The Gehenim was created before the world. Dixiv, the Pasuk says, Ki Aruch Me Esmol Tafte. Right? From beforehand, right? Kodem Brias Olam, it's Gehenim, which is called Tifte, because Tifte means it's like it's Mitfate the Yetzer. Your Yetzer is Mitfate you, it seduces you when you fall into Gehenim. Kisei Kavod and Beis HaMikdash are created before the world exists. It says in Yirmiyah, Kisei Kavod Marom Merishon Makom Mikdashenu. The Kisei Kavod, which is in the Marom, was created Rishon before Bria Olam, and so too Mikdashenu, the same thing in the Beis HaMikdash, was created before Bria Olam. Shemok Shemashiach Tiksiv, He's a mizmor that we talked about Mashiach and Tehillim Ayin Beis. It says Yehi Shemo Olam, his name Lifnei Shemesh Yinon Shemo, before the Briyas Hashemesh, meaning before Briyas Olam, that's the Shemo of Mashiach. Fine, but nevertheless, it's clear in the Brisa that the Gehenim was created before Briyas Olam. So how can you say that the Or of Gehenim was created on Erev Shabbos? So the Gemara says Amri Chalala, the whole, remember we're the descent to Gehenim, right? The Chalala of Gehenim, who the Nivra Kol Mishu Nivra Olam, that was created before the world was created. The Or today with the fire of Gehenim, the Erev Shabbos, that was created on Erev Shabbos. The Gemara says, okay, wait a second. So now what we have now is the Or of Gehenim is an Erev Shabbos. But Or Diday be Erev Shabbos Ibari, is it really true that the Esh of Gehenim was created on Erev Shabbos? By Tanya of the following Brisa. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says, Or Shebara Kodesh Baruch Hu Basheni B'Shabbos. Right? The Or that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created on Sheni B'Shabbos, which we're going to see is the Or of Gehenim, which now we have a problem, because that means the Or of Gehenim was made it on Monday, on the second, if you say Monday, the second day of creation, and not on Erev Shabbos. Ein lo kviel olam, it can never go out, there's no extinction. Shenemar, this is at the pasuk after the Mechama of Gog u'Magog, that Hashem is going to kill the Machan of Gog u'Magog and Emek Yoshafas, and afterwards all the Goyim are going to come and bow down to Hashem. The pasuk says, V'yatzu, v'ra'u b'figrei ha'nashim ha'poshim b'i, they're going to go out and they're going to see the people who sinned against me, ki tolatam lo samus v'sham lo tichbe. They're going to go out for, you know, they're going to go out to Yerushalayim, and they're going to see the remains of these people, that they're being eaten by the tolas, and their meat won't rot, and the fire is going to burn them, and they won't be consumed, I guess. But so you see, you know, that the Esh of Gehenim, which we're talking about here, is on the second day of creation. It's Yom Sheni. So the Amar Rabbi Bana, right, and that, now another raya that Amar Rabbi Bana bereid Rabbi Ula uvipnei malo nemar kitov v'sheni b'shavus. Why wasn't kitov said on the second day of creation? Mivnei nivra bo or shal Gehenim, because that was the day that the fire of Gehenim was created. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi says, "Rav Pishalo Namar Bo Kitov." Even though it's a Kitov individually, Chazar Bo V'Cholo Shemar Valim Kol Shor Sav V'Dei Tomo. At the end of creation, the Shem says Tomo, which goes on everything. But nevertheless, there's no individual Kitov on Yom Sheni because that's the day that the Or of Gehenim was created. So we just said Or of Gehenim was created on Erev Shabbos. Now it says it's created on the second day. So what's going on? So the Gemara says, "Ella." Okay, here this is how we'll translate. This is how we'll do it. Chalala, the Chalal of Gehenim is Kodem Shenivra Olam. Fine. Or Diday, the Or of Gehenim is created on Sheni B'Shabbos. But Or Didon, okay, so now we have the problem of Friday and Motzei Shabbos. But Or Didon, our Ish, right, that was Machshava Alali Baruch B'Erev Shabbos. It was in the Machshava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever that means, to create on Erev Shabbos. Velo Nivra, but for a while it didn't come out on Motzei Shabbos. It didn't come out until Motzei Shabbos, so therefore you can answer up one Bryce that says it's not created on Friday, that's the Machshava, and the one that says it's created on Motzei Shabbos, that is the Befoal, and that's why we make Ha'esh on Motzei Shabbos, because that's Befoal when Esh came out. Disanya, we have the following Bryce. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shnei Dvarim Olu B'Machshava Lihibaros B'Erev Shabbos. Two things were up in Hashem's Machshava, whatever that means, Lihibaros B'Erev, to be created on Erev Shabbos, Below Nivru Ad Motzei Shabbos, but Befoal, they didn't come out until Motzei Shabbos. Uba Motzei Shabbos, and on Motzei Shabbos, Nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Deya Ba'adam HaRishon Me'ein Dugma Lamala. I guess it means that Hashem could have created it, but he wanted these things to have some, for some reason, to have human participation. So then he gave Adam HaRishon the idea that he should do this, right? The Hebi Shnei Abadam B'tachan. He brought these two flints together, and he started fire, right? Habi Shnei Abadam B'tachnon Zo B'zo B'yatsa Mehen Or. And also the Hevi Shnei Behemos, he bought the sus and the donkey, the Hikiv Zobazob Yatza and Peret, and the mule came out. I understand the importance of Ish. What is the connection between the Ish and the Peret? Just that they're create. I don't understand what the connection is between the Ish and the Peret. Why those are the two things that had to be all of a Machshava on Erev Shabbos and Yatza were followed by Adam on Motzei Shabbos. So you're quoting Rashi. Rashi and Chumash talks about that, right? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Pered b'mei Anna Haya. Now the Pered was created in the times of Anna. Anna is listed in Bereishis as one of the b'nei Seir. It says Ela b'nei Tzivon va'aya va'Anna. The children of Tzivon and Aya are Anna. Who Anna Asher Matza es Hayemim? Right by Midbar. This is Anna who found the Yemim, which are the mules, right? Which are the mules in the Midbar, which means that he crossbred a horse and donkey came of mule. So it seems that the Pered that Ana was the one who had the pered, but the Darshei Chamuros, those are the Darshim of the Pasukim, they said, Hayu Omrim Ana Pasulhaya, that Ana himself was a crossbreed. He was a mamzer. That his father, right, his father was his brother from his mother. That his mother and his brother had relations, and that's where he came from. So he's, his father is his brother, right? Right? The Ficha Chedi Psul Olam. That's why he brought a Psul into the world, his client. How do we know that he was a mamzer? Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Eile b'nei Seir HaChori Yoshvei Haaretz. These are the Eile b'nei Seir HaChori. Then it should say da da da, because the rest of the Pasuk is what we need. It's who's that? It's Lotan v'Shova v'Tzivion the Ana. So Ana is now, so you see Tzivion and Ana are brothers who are the sons of Seir. And then it says, Uksiv, Eile b'nei Tzivion v'Ayah v'Ana. So now it says over here that Ana is the son of Tzivion. So they're brothers or father and son. Which one is it? Ela Melamed comes to teach us, Shebat Tzivion on Imo. So Tzivion had relations with his mother, who was the wife of Seir. The holy Mimenu Ana. And Ana came out. So you see that Ana is the brother of Tzivion from his, of Tzivion. And he's also his son. He's also his son. So which is interesting over here, that's, but they still call, they're still calling Ana the son of Seir, which means that B'nei Banim Kibanim, that you could call a grandson, you could call a grandson a son. Well, here's Uriah, right? We can learn that above Bava Basra, Tosas quotes it. It's the tame of the B'yesh Nochle, Muchach Mehai Kra, to B'nei Banim Kibanim, right? So it came, Minolon Shabal Imo, right? How do you know it came on? We learn here that Tosas is asking, okay, B'nei Banim Kibanim, but that doesn't necessarily mean that he had relations with his mother. Maybe he's the grandson. That's why you're calling him the son of. Right? But I heard an interesting shaila. There was somebody who was nifter, right? I don't remember where I heard it. Somebody was nifter, and he didn't have any sons, but he had a stepson and a grandson. And he says, I leave all my nechassim to my son. So who gets it? So they pass to the grandson. Because he would clear from here that B'nei Banim Kibanim, the stepson's not a son. I don't know. Okay. Where did I hear that from?
Yeah, because his stepson is
not his son.
And he told
him
from the daughter, he had a grandson.
Right. So the stepson lived with him. He probably treated him like a son. He probably.
Yeah. Well,
right.
Okay, but
then, I had to.
Comfortable, weaker.
Yeah.
I met him once.
I'm a Rava. Rava says, so the Gemara says, "But Dilma Trei Ana Havu." Why have to say that somebody was a mamzer? Two Anas. Maybe Dilma Trei Ana Ninu. Right? One was the son of Seir, and one was the son of Tzivon. How do you know that he was a psul? So Amar Rava, Amina Milso the Shvur Malka Lo Amar. I'm going to say something that even Shvur Malka didn't say. Right? And who's Shvur Malka? Shvur Malka is not the regular Shvur Malka we talk about. Shvur Malka is Shmuel. He calls him Shvur Malka because he was so bucky and dini mamonos that whoever came out of his mouth, everyone would listen to him. And Ika the Amri, some say it's Amra Papa, Amina Milsa Dishwar Makalo Amra, Uman, who's that? That's Rava. That he says, the Amra Kra, the Pasuk says, who Ana? It says, he is Ana, meaning it's talking about a previously existing Ana. It says, who Ana? It says, Eilib Neit Sibum Va'ana, who Ana? So who Ana did Mikara? It's the same Ana that was mentioned before. So he's saying that it can't be that there were two, because otherwise you just say Ana. But by saying who Ana, it means he's talking about a specific Ana that was mentioned before. That's the same Ana. Ana was a mamzer, and Ana, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, was the one who first brought the Pered into the world. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan, the Gemara's go back to the things that are created on Erev Shabbos Bein HaShmashos, and he's going to bring eight new things that we didn't mention before. Tanu Rabbanan, Asar Dvarim Nivru Be'Erev Shabbos Bein HaShmashos, what are those? Ve'eluhain, Be'er, right? The Mon, the Keshes, the Ksav, the Mikhtav, the Luchos, Kivro Shem Moshe, Umar Hashem Moshe Ve'Elyo, Psichas Pia Ason, right? Upsichas Pia Aretz, Liv Lo Asar Rishayim. The Yeshomrim, we're going to add Achmachos Shal Aaron, the staff of Aaron, Ushkadeu Vracheha, and the almonds and the fruits that came out. The Yeshomrim, Af Hamazikin, the Shadim were created on Erev Shabbos. The Yeshomrim, Af Bigdo Shal Adam Arishon, also the clothing of Adam Arishon. Right, Rashi says, right, Shahayu Chakukos Bo Komin Chayu Behema. That was a special article of clothing that had the pictures of all the animals on it. Who Nimsa the Nimrod, and Nimrod had it. Vakein Yomer Kenimrod, that's when Nimrod was Gibor Tzayud, right? The Esav Hargu, and Nitlon and Esav killed, right? The day that Avram died, Esav killed Nimrod, and he got it, Lefichach Haya Isha Tzayud, right? That's the special Begadim, right? And Rashi writes at the end, Vanisha Mati Begadim Solomarishan Hainu Kisonis Or Shahayulo. It was a special covering. It was like a suit, a coat of armor that Adam Arishon had, and this heard somewhere so that our fingernails are remnants of that coat that Adam Arishon had. Okay. Wait, look at that, because for the Tanur Rabbanon, Shiva Dvarim Mechusim Ibnei Adam. There are seven things that are hidden from people, and people don't know about them. What are they? Ve'ilhein Yom Misa. Obviously, why? Because you would know, can't know when you die, right? Yom Misa is hidden from him. The Yom Nechama, and the day that everyone thinks going to be okay, you know, that you're going to have Nichum. Ve'omek Hadin. People don't know the din. Rashi says Harov Toim Bo, right? You don't know, but some Inami Omek Hadin Ha'asid. What's going to be in the future? Oh my God! People understand. You know what the judgments are. Okay. Oh my God! Din the ain adam yodeya ma b'liba shel chavero, and people don't really know what their friends are really thinking. And if we, I don't think it'd be a good thing if we did. The ain adam yodeya b'ma mishtaker. People don't know with what they're going to be matzliach with in their parnasa. Umalchus beis dav ma'itay tachazor. When the malchus beis dav is going to come. Umalchus chayeves. They translate as malchus aromi ma'itay tichla. When the galus is going to end. So now they're going to bring three more things.
That's not the same as Yom HaNechama?
Yom HaNechama, no, I think that's personal.
Right, it says personal.
Right, I think it says personal consolation. Right, when your worries are going to be over. And probably never. If you have kids, never.
Yeah.
Right. So Tanur Rabbanan, not being facetious, I'm serious, never. But Tanur Rabbanan, learning a brayso, Shlosha Dvarim Alu B'Maso Hibaros, three things were in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind to create, and even if they weren't in his mind, din hu sheyolu. They're so important to have that you really, it's a good thing that they came out. Number one, al mei sheyasriach, that the mei should start putrefying and decomposing, because otherwise people may be, you know, try to embalm them and keep them around for a while because you don't want to lose them. Mei sheyasriach. Va'al mei sheyishtakech min aleif, and the idea that you'll start forgetting, or you'll have nechama, as time progresses, about the mei. My grandfather always says, you know, he was a survivor. He says the greatest gift that Kadosh Baruch Hu ever gave him was Shechacha. You know, because otherwise he never would have been able to continue. Right. Val Mesha Yishtakach Min Alev, Val Tvua Shetera Cave, that the wheat should go bad, because if Tvua wouldn't go bad, then all the rich people would hoard it. But the fact that rich goes bad, they can't hoard it all, they have to sell it and get rid of it so people can use it. The Yesh Omer Alamat Beyesha Yetze, and also on currency. That they have the concept of this currency. Because if there wasn't concept of currency, and you'd only be bartering things that people have, so poor people then have nothing to trade. So the fact that there's currency, they can work their coins, and they can use it. So, okay. Avkar. Now, the Mishnayos before dealt with halachos that are tluyos in minhag ha-makom, and this is going to continue talking about halachos tluyos in minhag ha-makom. Right, so we're going to talk about Tisha B'Av. Right, Tisha B'Av's day, the basement was destroyed, and there are five things that we're not allowed to do, Yechilu Shtir, Rechitza, Sicha, Nila Sandal, and Tashmish, and they also, you know, learn Torah, and besides these things, there's a concept of Melacha being Usher on Tisha B'Av. Right? But the Melacha being Usher on Tisha B'Av is only Minhag. Even though a regular Avel is not allowed to do Melacha, and Tisha B'Av, we're in Avelus, but there's a difference, there's Avelus Shoshena and Avelus Chadasha. When a regular Avel is talking about Avelus Chadasha, Tisha B'Av is the old Avelus for the days of old, so there's Taloi in the Minhag. Makam Shenagu Lasus Melacha, in a place where they did not have a minhag to osir malacha on Tisha B'Av. I say malacha, I don't think this means like, you know, lamites malachas. I think it just means doing, you know, work for parnasa purposes, right? So makam shenagu lasos malacha, but Tisha B'Av osin, you do malacha. Umakam shenagu shalol lasos malacha, in a place where they had a minhag not to do malacha on Tisha B'Av, they would not do malacha on Tisha B'Av. Ain osin, ubechol makam, but in all places, even in a place where they had a minhag that they would do work on Tisha B'Av, talmidei chachamim betelim. The Talmidei Chachamim should be betalin from Malacha on that day. Even though others don't have to, the Talmidei Chachamim should. The Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, Ramino says, not only the Talmidei Chachamim should usher themselves in Malacha Tisha B'Av. La'olam yaseh adam atzmak Talmidei Chacham. You should make yourself a Talmidei Chacham, meaning that you should behave like a Talmidei Chacham and not do Malacha. And Rashi says, below Amrina Mechzik Kiyuhura. It's not Mechzik Kiyuhura if you batam Malacha. Right? If you want to not do malacha on Tisha B'Av, you don't do malacha. I'm not sure what the minhag says, because I think the minhag is that people do malacha on Tisha B'Av. Some people wait till after Chatzos, right? But many people do malacha on Tisha B'Av. So Amar Rabbi Shmuel, now the Gemara, just going forward, is going to discuss the relationship between Tisha B'Av and all other Taniyos Tzibur. Remember, Tanis Tzibur in those days is not a Sar B'Tavis. Tanis Tzibur is a day when they declare that there's no rain, that a real Tanis Tzibur with Tefillah, it started the night before. That's a real Tanis Tzibur. So Amar Shmuel says, Ein Tanos Tzibur B'Bavel. We don't have the concept of a Tanis Tzibur in Bavel, right? Tanis Tzibur would be that there's no rain, because, and that you would fast the night before and not have malacha. You don't have that in Bavel. Why? Rashi says, "Ho ve'ein shrichim v'bishamim." We have the Tigris and the Euphrates over there. They don't need the rain, right? And im gozer al davar acher, and if you're being gozer or something else, ein chomer tanit sibor noheg bo. You don't have the chumras of tanit sibor, which would be le'echom u'ojom, that you can't you'd start the night before. Uli esav malacha u'shach chomer mamur misham. We don't have all those other prohibitions. So it's mashma here from the words of Shmuel that Tisha B'Av has the same din as a Tanit Tzibur, because there's no Tanit Tzibur except for Tisha B'Av, right? So from fact that's the case, that therefore we will learn that you should be machmir on Tisha B'Av like you were machmir on the Tanit Tzibur, which would mean that ben hashmashos on Tisha B'Av, which is sapek yom sapek laila, you should be asur v'chila and malacha, just like they were machmir on ben hashmashos at a Tanit Tzibur. So the Gemara is going to ask on that because lememra, that by Shmuel's comparison between Tzibur and Tisha B'Av, shows us the Sover Shmuel, that Shmuel holds that Tisha B'Av ben hashmashos shlo asur, that ben hashmashos on Tisha B'Av would be asur. V'ha'ama, but didn't Shmuel say Tisha B'Av ben hashmashos shlo mutter, that ben hashmashos is mutter on Tisha B'Av? It only starts at nightfall, not at ben hashmashos. V'chi tema kasavar, and if you want to say that Shmuel holds that kol tanit tzibur ben hashmashos shlo mutter, then all tanit tzibur ben hashmashos is mutter b'achila b'mulacha, v'ha'anantnan, we have a Mishnah regarding tanit tzibur, it's a Mishnah in Tainus, that ochlen v'shosim mibo'od yom, you can eat and drink mibo'od yom, ulamute mai, what's that coming to exclude mibo'od yom? Lav l'mute ben hashmashos, comes to exclude ben hashmashos. Shmuel says, no. L'mute mi'chashecha, it comes to exclude mi'chashecha, meaning that the tanit tzibur doesn't start ben hashmashos, it starts mishe chashecha, and Shmuel agrees that the Tanis, that Tisha B'Av also starts mishe chashecha. Okay, according to this, ben hashmashos is mutter on Tisha B'Av. So Gemara says, now the Gemara is going to try to bring a raya to Shmuel that ben hashmashos on Tisha B'Av is mutter b'achila malacha. Name a mesayele. Let's see, here's a support. Bryce says, ain, there is no difference between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippurim. There's no distinction between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippurim, El, except for this, that Yom Kippur, Sveiko Aser, by Safik it's Aser, I'll loosely translate Safik, by doubt it's Aser, Vizeh Sveiko Mutter, and here the Safik is Mutter. So what's the Safik? We'll say it's Ben HaShmashos, because Ben HaShmashos is Safik Yom Safik Laila, or not, something Ben HaShmashos is its own entity. But my Sveiko Mutter, what does it mean Sveiko Mutter, the Gemara says? My Lav Ben HaShmashos, my Sveiko Mutter, Lav Ben HaShmashos. Meaning that the Ben HaShmashos of Tisha B'Av is Mutter, the Ben HaShmashos of Yom Kippur would be Aser. Makes sense, because Yom Kippur is Doraisa, so Safik Doraisa of Umra. So the Gemara says, no, that's not the Kavan about Safik. It's Kedama Rav Shisha B'Reid Rav Idi, who says that Likviya D'Yarcha, we're talking about Kviyas Chodesh, meaning a Safik of the day, right? If we have a Safik whether Beis Din was Ma'aber the Chodesh, the previous Chodesh, and maybe Rosh Chodesh was a later day. So that case, we're no way 2 days. That's only by Yom Kippur and not by Tisha B'Av. But Hachanami, so too over here, L'Kviya D'Yarcha. It's for Kviya D'Yarcha. So even this, that would be the case. In a Ben HaShmashos, Tisha B'Av would be Aser, which is interesting now, because it seems to hear that you would have possibly having 2 days of Yom Kippur, which we don't have. It's funny in an ironic way. We have 2 days of Sukkot because of Sveik of the Yoma. Tisha B'Av, which takes place 5 days beforehand, we only have 1 day. We don't have a Sveik of the Yoma on Yom Kippur. We don't say that maybe today or tomorrow. Sukkot we do. And even Shmi Atzeres, we have 2 days, and that's 2 weeks later. The Tosso says, Ein Lefarish could go and
2 weeks later than what?
In Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur's on Yud.
I thought you said Tisha B'Av.
No, Yom Kippur, it's 5 days later, it's Sukkot, and we have another day, because Sveik of the Yoma. But on Yom Kippur, which is a week earlier, there is no Sveik of the Yoma. But Tosa says, Ain the Farish, he says, you're not talking about having 2 days of Yom Kippur. Ein lafarsi gom b'nei vavos she'en yodim matay kukva kodesh b'arit Yisrael she'e tzrichim lasos yom kippur shnei yomim. We don't do 2 days of yom kippur. To behedja amr b'so perek kam rosh Hashanah. We say clearly at the end of the first perek rosh Hashanah she'en osim el yom echad. We don't need to make 1 day of yom kippur. So el hachi perusha. What's sveiko? Guy doesn't know where he is. Right? Hachi perusha. Sveiko aser in mistafik afil b'arit Yisrael matay kukva kodesh. Kivon shemahalik b'midbar. The guy's walking in the desert. He doesn't know. So osa beiz yomim kedin kol sveikos daraisa. Das lino l'chumra. That's where you do. Then you make 2 days in that instance. And, if, and on Tisha B'Av, you assume today's Tisha B'Av will fast today. You don't have to do it a second day. Yom Kippur, you have to do it a second day. But it's not to say that there's a din of Yom Kippur Sheni Shagolios. That doesn't, that's not what, because that's Behedja, not the case. Okay? Darash Rava. Rava comes and makes a drasha and says, Ubaros, the pregnant woman, Umenikos, and the nursing woman, Mis Anos Umashlimos, Bo. Right, that the pregnant woman and the nursing woman should fast on Tisha B'Av just like the fast on Yom Kippur. The Bein HaShmashos Shelo and the Bein HaShmashos of Tisha B'Av Asur is Asur by Echila and Malacha. V'chein Amru Mishmei Derbi Yochanan. And that's what he said in the name of Yochanan also, that Tisha B'Av has the same din as Yom Kippurim, Legabe Bein HaShmashos. Well, me Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say this, that Ben Hashmashos of Tisha B'Av is Asur by Chila and Malacha? The Amar, but didn't Rabbi Yochanan say, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Tisha B'Av ain't like a Tanit Sibor. It's not like a Tanit Sibor. My love, the Ben Hashmashos. Isn't he talking about Ben Hashmashos? That Tisha B'Av is only Asur Mechashecha. So now the Gemara going to give a couple answers. Gemara says, no, he's not talking about Ben Hashmashos. He's talking about Le Malacha. He's talking about the fact about the Isra Malacha. That there's an Isra Malacha on, right, on Taniyos Tzibor, right, Tisha B'Av and Taniyos Tzibor is, sorry, on a Taniyos Tzibor there is clearly an Isra Malacha by Ben Hashmashos, and comes Rabbi Yochanan tell us that Tisha B'Av does not have, sorry, on Taniyos Tzibor there's an Isra Malacha going forward, there's actual Isra Malacha during the day, and on Tisha B'Av there is no Isra Malacha. And Tal Yaminog, Mar says, why does Rabbi Yochanan teach us that? That's our Mishnah. You clearly see that there's no real din of an ikar of din of Isra Malacha, right? Malacha, Tanina. We learned that in our Mishnah. Malacha Shinogalas Malacha Tisha B'Av Osim. Malacha Shinogalasos Ein Osim. So you see clearly that it's not Taloy in Isra, it's Taloy in the Minog. So he says, Vafil Rav Shimon ben Gamliel lo Amar, and even Rav Shimon Gamliel, who told you that everyone should be no way like a Tam Chacham in the Mishnah, and should not do Malacha, El Dechi Yasir Velo Avid. It's that you're allowed to sit and do and do and not do avada v'lo mechzik yura. It doesn't look like yura. Aval meisar l'aser, but not, it doesn't asher you. There's no iser malacha. It's a minhag to not do malacha. And he said everyone should adopt the stringency of this minhag. It doesn't mean there's an iser malacha. So what we already learned that there's no iser malacha on Tisha B'Av. So that can't be what Rabbi Yochanan meant when he says that there's no distinct, that this is the distinction between Tisha B'Av and Tanya Sibur. So Elamai.
It seems from here that Tisha B'Av is the only Tanya Sibur at this time.
No, it's only time.
The other time you Sibur, you didn't worry about Ben Hashmashos.
You did. No, Tanya Sibur, that's what I said in the beginning. We're not talking about Shvasa Thomas and Sarva Tavis. We're talking about the real Tanya Sibur that the Gemara talks about in Tainus, when there was no rain, and they would start the night before, and they would say Ni'ilah, and they would do all the tefillos.
So we just call the other
Tanya Sibur. It's not the halachic. It's a lower, we have is a lowercase Tanya Sibur, yeah. Not an uppercase Tanya Sibur. Right? But. Elamai, so what's the difference between Tisha B'Av? It doesn't mean Ein HaKatan HaSibor, L'Tfilas Ne'ilah. Then on Tan HaSibor, they dab in a Tfilah of Ne'ilah, like on Yom Kippur. On Tisha B'Av, we don't have a Tfilah of Ne'ilah. What do you mean? V'ham Rabbi Yochanan, L'Vai Shish Pahal B'Odom HaHolei Kolem Kulo. What do you mean you're not supposed to dab in Tfilah of Ne'ilah? You're supposed to dab in all day. It would be great to dab in all day. There's no, the Hasam, Chova. There is a Chova, and the Tan HaSibor is a Chova to do, say Ne'ilah. But Hacha, in the Tisha B'Av, that there is no, it's a Rishus to say Ne'ilah. Another answer you could say is, what's the distinction between Tisha B'Av and Tanit Sibur? My Ein Tanit Sibur, Le Esrim Ve'arba, the 24 brachos in the tefillos of Tanit Sibur. But they would be mostly 6 brachos on the Shmona Esrei in each tefillah, and those extra brachos are not said on Tisha B'Av. Right, the Gemara in Tanit is the top Tezvav, and in the Mishnah there, it lists the 6 brachos. Right, it's Zichronos, Sophros, Mizmor Shir Malos, Shiramalos El Hashem B'Tzarasli Karasi B'Aneni, Shiramalos Esa Ena El Harim, Shiramalos Imam Makim, and I think Tefillah La Ani Kiyatov. And that each, at the end of each they would say another bracha. Which I guess those are really the reasons why we say those Tehillim a lot. When we're in Tzaros, that's what they said then. So Rav Papa Amar, There's another answer. My eino ketanos tzibor. What does it mean that Tisha B'Av is not like tanos tzibor? It's eino kirishonos elaka achronos va'asura. There were different levels of the tanos tzibor, depending on whether or not the tefillos were answered and they got rain. So the first three, right? The first three tanos tzibor, they would eat and drink up to kashecha, and it's also been a shmashos. And Tisha B'Av is not like those rishonos. Rather, it's like the achronos, which was much more stringent, the Asura. And he says that Tisha B'Av means that Tisha B'Av is not like the weaker Tanya Sibor, it's like the stronger Tanya Sibor, and actually is Asur v'malacha on Ben Ashmashos. Okay? So Gemara is now saying, okay, Gemara is going to bring a question on Rav Yochanan and Rava, who basically said that they're not allowed, that Achila and Shtiyah on Ben Ashmashos on Tisha B'Av is Asur. Right? That's their Shita. Mesvei, we have a Kasha. The Brisa says, "Ein ben Tisha B'Av liYom HaKippurim, el shezvesveko aser v'zvesveko mutter." There's no distinction between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur that this suffix is aser and this suffix is mutter. So my sveko mutter la ben hashmasha shelo. The Mar says, "What are you talking about? We already answered this." Amar Rav Shishav raised Rav Idi lo the kfir diarcha. It's talking about kfir diarcha. That's not the distinction. So the Gemara says, right? Okay. So now we just said that the only difference is for sveko. How chol dvarim for everything else zevas ashavim, they are the same, right? So that would be Messiah and Rabbi Lazar. That would be Messiah and Rabbi Lazar. The Amr of Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says asur lola adam she yoshit etzbo b'mayim Tisha B'Av. You can't even dip your finger to wash on Tisha B'Av. Kederech she asur lahoshit etzbo b'yom kippurim. Just like you're not allowed to dip your finger on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to do that in on Tisha B'Av. Gemara asks Meisvei. Wait a second. Ein Hevdel ain bein Tisha B'Av l'tanis sibor el shazah sur basis malacha v'zeh mutar basis malacha b'makom shenagu. That seems to be the difference. Hal chol dvarim zeh v'zeshavim. I mean everything else they're the same. So Tisha B'Av this is Tisha B'Av l'tanis sibor, they would be the same bein lahakol bein lahachmer. So if you find a kula by one, you should be machmer the other one. V'ilu gabit sibor tanya, but by l'tanis sibor it says Kisha Amru Asa Rechitza Lo Amru Ela Kol Gufo Aba Pana V'Yadla V'Ragla V'Lo. That Tana Sibor would only allow, it's just Pana V'Yadla V'Ragla if you're allowed to. But if Tisha B'Av is like Yom Kippur, that you can only dip, not even dip your finger, and Tana Sibor is like Tisha B'Av, then Tana Sibor should also not be able to dip your finger. So what's going on, right? So Amar Rapapa, so Rapapa says, Tana Kuli Kuli Katani, right? All these Ein Bains, those are just talking about Kulas, right? It's only right to talk about the where Tanis Sibor is kal is more cool where Tisha B'Av is more kal than Tanis Sibor. Right, originally we said that Tisha B'Av is not as kal as Yom Kippur except for the sake of a safek, and then we said that Tisha B'Av is kal from Tanis Sibor from Sis Malacha, but by the chumros of Tisha B'Av it could be more chamor than other Taniyos, and that we don't list. When we say that there's no distinction between Tanis Sibor and Tisha B'Av, except that only means they're talking about the kulos that apply to Tisha B'Av, not the chumros that apply to Tisha B'Av. Okay. We'll stop here. Have a good day.